الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد كان في يوسف وإخوته آيات للسائلين إذ قالوا ليوسف وأخوه أحب إلى أبينا منا ونحن عصبة إن أبانا لفي ضلال مبين اقتلوا يوسف أو اطرحوه أرضا يخل لكم وجه أبيكم وتكونوا من بعده قوما صالحين قال قائل منهم لا تقتلوا يوسف وألقوه في غيابة الجب يلتقطه بعض السيارة إن كنتم فاعلين قالوا يا أبانا ما لك لا تأمنا على يوسف وإنا له لناصحون أرسله معنا غدا يرتع ويلعب وإنا له لحافظون قال إني ليحزنني أن تذهبوا به وأخاف أن يأكله الذئب وأنتم عنه غافلون قالوا لئن أكله الذئب ونحن عصبة إنا إذا لخاسرون يوسف عليه السلام had related his dream to his father and his father advised him not to relate the dream to his brothers for they could scheme against him. We understand that the juniors should discuss their matters with their seniors and don't take independent decisions. Independent decisions results in problems, confusions and complications. So, in his good fortune, he related his dream to his father and his father advised him, don't relate this dream to your brethren, for they may concoct a scheme and a plan against you. In his wisdom, and who can perceive the extent of the wisdom of a Nabi, his vast experience, knowledge, and supporting all that is his nubuwat, he understood that this is indicative of my son having a very bright future, may be a very great person in the future, a radiant future he will have. And your brothers being children brought up in the home of Nubuwwat, they also may perceive that this is something that's something great that's going to happen to you. And you're going to relate this to them, obviously it's going to create envy in their hearts. Shaitan is not dead. He is an enemy of man. He knows how to instigate man, because the feelings of jealousy, feelings of pride and envy are within man, and he will just trigger these feelings and then they can concoct a plan and a plot against you. So don't relate this dream to them. The ulama explain that be successful in your endeavors. Don't conceal your secret plans, what plans you've got, don't you advertise them, don't expose them. In the story of Yusuf alayhi salam and his brothers are great lessons for people that inquire. When they got together and they observed, and they came to this conclusion that Yusuf and his brother is dearer to our father than us. When we are a strong-bodied group, and indeed our father is in a clear error, so kill Yusuf alayhi salam or throw him in a far-off land, that your father's favor and attention may be exclusive to you, And then too, you can still repent and become righteous. One of them said, don't slay Yusuf, rather throw him in a dark well. And some travelers will pick him up. If you have to do something and you have to work him out of his father's sight, then this is what you should be doing. Don't slay an innocent soul. Perhaps the brothers got to know about this dream, and perhaps they'd also seen that Yaqub alayhi salam's attention was more turned towards Yusuf alayhi salam than theirs, than themselves. So they thought to themselves that we are a strong, able-bodied group, and then our father is showing more love and attention to Yusuf alayhi salam than us. So this is wrong. How can he do this? When it is work, when it is khidmat, then we are doing all this. And then the attention and love is turned to Yusuf alayhi salam, then this is a clear mistake on our father's part. Obviously, love is a different thing altogether. One will be equal in his gifts and his favors to his children. But love is a thing of the heart. One may show some additional love to one over the others. Yusuf alayhi salam is going to be a Nabi, and perhaps Yaqub alayhi salam had made this out. And then when he's going to be a Nabi, Yaqub alayhi salam himself is a Nabi, obviously his inclination towards him will be greater than the rest of the children. And the children perceived this, and this triggered their envy and their jealousy, and they wanted to work him out. The envy had reached such proportions that they want to assassinate Yusuf alayhi salam, or at least throw him away at a far off land. Then, when Yusuf alayhi salam won't be around, father's attention will be exclusive towards them, and still you will find time to make tawbah, to repent, and become righteous. Hence, after they had agreed on this, قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا, our father, why is it that you don't trust us with Yusuf alayhi salam, and we wish well for him? So send him with us tomorrow. He will eat well and play and enjoy himself, and we will take every care of him. Yaqub alayhi salam excused himself, saying, it saddens me that you take him away, and I fear that the wolf may devour him, and you may not be paying attention to him. So they replied, if the wolf does devour him, and we are a strong-bodied group, then we are in total loss. Whilst we are around and our brother has been eaten up, then how is this ever possible? At length, when they had taken him, and they had agreed that they will throw him into the bottom of a dark well, وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْهِ, in the meanwhile, we had sent this inspiration to Yusuf alayhi salam, reassuring him that they're not going to kill you. And in fact, there will be one day that you will be in a supreme position over them. And you will tell them the truth of all this matter of theirs, whilst they do not perceive this. They talk about some caravan of travelers picking Yusuf alayhi salam up from the well. Here, the masla of a lost property, the word that has been used, yaltaqit luqta, refers to an abandoned property, a property for whom there is no owner. What is the law? So obviously, a Muslim's wealth, property and person is worthy of respect. If we see a Muslim dying, or he is in pain and difficulty, then it is not just an option to go and help him. Rather, it is a duty to be at his side, to try and assist him, support him, in whichever way we can. By the same token, if it is the property of a Muslim, and we are quite sure that if we're going to leave it, not attend to it, then it may go into the wrong hands, then it is our duty to pick it up and look for the owner. Then it is left to the discretion of the one that has picked it up. He sees the size of the picked up item, or the value of it, and he understands that if it is something not very significant, in a few days perhaps the owner may come up and he may claim his property. If he can explain the details and the contents of the property, then this should be returned to him. So the one that picks it up, he should use his discretion, employ his understanding, try and work out how long should I keep this. If within that period the person comes up, you return it to him. And if there's no one that comes to claim that article, then after advertising and after going through all the pains of making it known, yet nobody comes up to claim this, then if he is deserving, then he can use it himself. And if he's not deserving, then it is compulsory that he gives it out in charity. In other words, giving it out in charity on his behalf is another way to return the property to this person. One way was to directly return it to him, and one is to give it out in sadaqah on his behalf. This was another way to return that wealth to the person who it belonged to. May Allah give us tawfiq.